Proclamation number 1618, dated the September 18th, 1940. The soul. The spiritual spark in the human being. The human soul is the unification of countless soul substances which are assembly points for spiritual strength, i.e., which are receptacles for the Spirit of God. Each one of these countless substances was previously embedded somewhere else, that is, enclosed in an outer form for the purpose of the Spirit's higher development and for the prospect of later unification with an equal substance. Hence each single substance of the human soul has passed through every work of creation and has, so to speak, matured for its last embodiment on earth. The soul always assumes the same shape as its surrounding outer shape. If a person with spiritual vision would contemplate the human soul in its composition, he would be presented with an incredibly charming and varied picture. This work of God's creation, invisible to human beings, is beyond description, both in its structure as well as in its usefulness. But a description of the formation of the soul would only confuse human thought, for he cannot understand the countless miracles within the human body. What human beings understand to be soul is all of creation in miniature. The soul is the innermost part of the human being and includes the whole of creation, intended to become enlightened during its life on earth and in glorification of God to enjoy the delights of heaven. The soul has the divine spirit within itself. Although the original substance of the soul is also spirit in all its phases of evolution, the divine spark of spirit is placed into the incarnating soul of the human being by God Himself. He instills His breath into the human being. He places the divine into him and gives the soul the task to choose between the divine and the human during its last existence on earth. If the soul, the spirit out of God which at one time had opposed God, is now willing to unite with the divine spirit, the transformation of what was once far away from God begins and the human soul becomes enlightened. The unity of the human soul with the divine spirit occurs when the soul steadfastly overcomes all human desires, which, for the purpose of testing and for strengthening of the will, cling to the human body as temptation, when it resists all that the body as such requires and willingly submits to the requirements of the divine spirit. Then the soul finally surrenders its former resistance to God. It chooses God, it is no longer in conscious opposition to the divine and accepts the emission of love, the strength, to increase the spirit within itself, to bring about the unity of the spirit within itself with the spirit outside of itself, and thus consciously strives to draw closer to God. If, however, the body's desire dominates, then the divine spark of spirit stays dormant and completely buried deep within the human being. It cannot emit light and the soul dwells in utter darkness. Its earthly life goes by without the smallest accomplishment. The spirit within is condemned to stagnate. Its earthly process is not a path towards higher development but a time of standstill or even regression. The divine spark of spirit in the human being had been ignored and therefore could not manifest itself. The strength of divine love could not flow into the being and, as a result, the unity with the spirit of the Eternal Father could not take place either. The soul takes this lightless state, which it had chosen for itself on earth, across into eternity and there, with endless pain of regret, contemplates the wasted time on earth and now has to struggle far more strenuously to improve its situation. Amen.